Hey guys, it's Aoife in the Healthy Holiday Kitchen. So today we are going to be doing my Brussels sprouts, the best kind, I promise you. As I'm sure you've read in the recipe, I would not be a sprout fan whatsoever. But these sprouts are nothing like the traditional ones. They're roasted, they're sticky, they're sweet, and I promise you, you're going to love them. And anyone who doesn't like sprouts, I promise you, they will love this one. I have yet to have found one that doesn't like it. So, they're actually really, really easy to make, which is the first thing, which is amazing. And also, they don't contain any nasty ingredients, which is also really, really important. So, the first thing you have to do is you have to preheat your oven. So, I would preheat it to about 160 to 180 degrees or 320 degrees Fahrenheit. And what we're going to do is you need a chopping board and a knife, and we are going to trim the Brussels sprouts. Now what that means is you basically just cut the bottom part off that connects them to the stalk. So if you buy them on the stalk, you just cut them straight off the stalk and you don't have to trim them. But if you buy them cut in a bag like I do, because I'm super lazy like that, then you just trim the bottoms off. Now, we don't have to cut across into them like I'm sure you would have seen in the old days they did, and some people still do, and it's kind of like tradition nearly. The reason people did that was to allow the heat to go into the sprouts, but because of the method that we're going to be using, you don't have to do that, so it's going to save you time. Now, if you want, and you're super picky, you can peel the first layer off the Brussels sprouts. Sometimes the first layer isn't as pretty as the layers underneath, just because it has been exposed to being knocked around and it's oxidized a little bit, so it won't be as green. So if you want, you can remove the first layer. If you don't want to, you absolutely don't have to. It won't change the way it looks or the way it tastes. It's just a personal preference. So we're going to chop them all in half, and then you're going to throw them into either a baking dish or a lined baking tray. I have used both. It doesn't matter which one you use. I used both just to see if there was a difference, and there is absolutely no difference. To be honest, I made so many when I made this recipe, I actually did half in a tray that wasn't lined because it was a baking dish, and then the other half I put into a baking tray that was lined, and they both came out the same. The reason I say line your baking tray is if you don't, it's quite sticky and it's hard to get it off, where if it's a baking dish, it washes off easier. So you want to cut your Brussels sprouts in half. Once you've done that, we're going to move on to the parsnips. So grab your parsnips and we're going to peel them. And then you want to cut them into strips. They're called batons, if you want to be fancy about it. But you just want to cut them into long chunks, and you don't have to have them as long chunks. You could have them in rounds if you wanted, but make sure they're quite thick, because the Brussels sprouts are going to take a little while to roast, and if you have them too thin, they'll burn and the Brussels sprouts won't be cooked evenly. So you want them thick enough, so you can see it in the photos there anyway how thick they really should be. And then just grab your onions and we're going to cut them into eighths. So how you do that is you cut off both ends of the onion, so the end with the hairy bits coming out, you cut that part off, that's the root, and then you cut the other part off, that is the part that connects it to the plant, so cut that off, and then you're going to cut it down the middle in half, and then you're going to cut each half into four, and then once you've done that, you peel it, and you just throw them into the baking tray. Now, we need to get our thyme, and the easiest way to get the thyme leaves off the stems is if you grab the thyme in one hand, and with the other hand, you're going to use the tops of your fingers, and you're going to pull your fingers all the way down the stem of the shoot, and you're going to pull it from the top of the thyme down to the bottom. And I know that sounds mental, but that will basically get all of those lovely thyme leaves off very easily. And you just sprinkle them all over your parsnips and Brussels sprouts and onions. Next, we're going to move on and we're going to mix the olive oil and the balsamic vinegar and the maple syrup together in a little bowl. The only reason I mix it together beforehand is just so that everything is evenly coated. If you want, you can totally just throw it on all over individually, but I just do that because I want every little piece to be completely covered with all of the ingredients rather than just a little bit of everything. So then you're going to pour that all over your veg and you're going to rub it in with your hands. Yep, this is your opportunity to get down and dirty and enjoy it. Last thing is you just season it with some salt and pepper and then you throw it into the oven. Now, this will depend on your oven on how long it will take. In my oven, it takes 40 minutes. And That, I mean, but again, that depends on your oven. I would check after about 15 minutes because some ovens have hot spots. So what that means is that it will cook quicker in some parts of the oven and not in others. So you might need to turn the tray so that some of the veg aren't burning and the other ones are undercooked. And then what you want to do is that for the last 5 minutes, so for me, at 40 minutes, I pull them out and then I top them with some flaked almonds. Now, this is totally optional. You don't have to do this, but I like it. And you just sprinkle those almonds all over the top. And then you put it back in the oven for the last 5 minutes. And the reason you do that is just so you can toast those almonds a little bit. Now, if you wanted, you could toast the almonds in a frying pan instead and then put them over at the end. But to be honest, I just think it's easier to do it all in the one thing. The great thing about this recipe as well is you can make this ahead of time. So what I do is I usually have this prepped and in the fridge, usually on the 23rd, to be honest, not even on Christmas Eve, because I don't want to have to do loads of stuff on Christmas Eve. So I just prep all the veg and I put them into a bag in the fridge and I keep the dressing separate so that all I have to do on Christmas Day is throw them in the oven, cover them with the dressing and throw it in. And then in 45 minutes, hey presto, they're done. And that's it, my darlings. So enjoy. Merry Christmas, and I hope everybody loves them. I'm sure they will. Talk to you soon. Bye.